Okay, so that was another neat thing in retrospect, the timing of things. And I told Neufeld this later. I told him when he called, but he didn't know what really was going on. So I reiterated the other day after I rediscovered it. So there's that ion experience. Also, what's great is ion can see and hear everything, it seems. Maybe it has to focus. So every now and then, ion will say, you know that woman you keep passing on the walkway on your way to the beach? We go, what woman would that be? And then we figure it out. And he goes, yeah. He then describes something about the woman.
Yes.
Ion is like on my shoulder, or Carol's shoulder, watching like a camera everywhere as we go. We're under constant surveillance by our own non-physical.
For the three people listening to this wiretap, which would be me, Bob, and Scott. This is a conversation. Bob is now remarking on a conversation that I had with him privately about 4 days ago. Prior to that, I had not spoken to him for about a month. And in this catch-up conversation, this anecdote is piked up about how ion's ability to be able to perceive bilocating in its own manner, being privy to situations that had he not had the ability to be who he is, he would not be able to see them.
Yeah, here's another example of the astounding situation. The value of these broadcasts are such. Ion months ago said, out of the blue one day, how's Beach Bob doing? And I go, Beach Bob, well, who are you talking about? He says, you know, Bob on the beach. Oh, the guy who handles the boats for the tourists right in front of the hotels. And he goes, yes. I said, yeah, his name's Bob. And I said, yeah, I call him Beach Bob. So that was, I said, you're aware of him, yes. So then a few weeks later he goes, how's Beach Bob doing? So now we don't have to go through the intro. I know what he means. Hey, great. We talked to him, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, he's an interesting person, Bob. I said, how? He's a riff writer, Bob. he's from another world. And I go, yeah, there is something interesting about him. And I can see that. Now, here's the point. Beach Bob does not know he's being talked about for the record for all of history to hear. Right now, he does not know. That's why you should listen to Dobbstown. You are hearing unique, I don't know what you call, exposures.
Okay, I disagree with you. I think that riff-riding Beach Bob is totally aware that he's being talked about.
Well, that's very interesting.
Beach Bob is fucking aware. Don't fucking give me that shit. That's for all the, that's for the newbies.
you forgot. That reminded me of the next part. Somebody I know was having a dream and riff riding, and meeting with someone else I know. And they met on the beach, and Beach Bob was part of it. He joined in.
There you go. You prove my point. Beach Bob is fully aware. Every riff rider is aware of when he's being spoken of.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, after...
It is a feature and an ability that all riff riders possess.
Yeah, dig this. and more. Ready for more.
You're the greatest living comic. You're the greatest comic alive today. No one cracks. Dig this, buddy.
There's Ed Meta transcending the highest heights, and he says, I made it! I got the highest platinum! Oh, yeah, well, there's more. This is pretty confidential, but there was some of these people who are in on everything.
This is a confidential conversation.
Yeah, they would have stopped listening.
Can you imagine? Listen, Bob, we're into our, like, almost our third hour. Nobody's going to listen to 3 hours of Bob and Bob. No way. They don't have the fucking stamina. So no one's going to get to this fucking gold. So you can say anything you want. You can tell me who killed Kennedy right now, and no one's ever going to hear it.
Yeah, the long-distance runner is the only one that gets the best from Dobbstown.
That's right, Bob. Like, we're going right down into the third hour. No one's going to fucking... Scott! Scott! Scott holds the key to the motherlode, man. Like, Scott, right now, Scott's got it all, man. Like, he has no idea how much gold he's sitting on right now.
No, he knows.
How much platinum? How much of all of it?
How much currency he's got?
No, this is cold fusion. This is verbal cold fusion.
Yeah.
Nobody can hear this, man.
Okay, so we've been revealing a lot of stuff about Michael Jackson, and
go back to what you were saying.
No, this is it. This is it. So last week I pointed out he was in India. Okay, doing well in India.
Yeah, and you warned
James that he might get snuffed because of that. Yeah. So people on the inside, a few days later, met with Jackson in the Rift because he's a Rift rider.
Right.
And Jackson, can't say much about this, but we know he did this because he knows how we're doing it. He knows we're using Ion, and he knows he can't hide. So that's why he met with us, or them, whoever he met with. It. Anyways, that's the latest most amazing headline. And he,
okay.
And he wore no clothes. Okay.
Okay. So we've covered a good, rambling, wide range of topics. We haven't discussed how the Android meme has Alzheimer's.
Oh yeah, we can. We can. Remember the.
Which brings us to anticipatory democracy and flips back into the six principles.
Yeah, those are things I said in the last week's show. You've made notes on that.
I did.
Yeah.
I need to make notes, because if I don't make notes, the cash flow is in contrast to the Bend, and in contrast to the Plaza of the Mind, and in contrast to all of the other mediums in many respects. You can get very dense with topics. On cash flow. So for me, it's important to make notes.
Yeah, it's the first time I've given such a stretch of time to keep talking without,
without interruption, without ridiculous interference, without claims of, like, Marxist doctrine, things of that nature.
Yes. And if I'm given the chance, I will intensify it.
Yeah, and I maintain, as Bob Marshall, one of the keepers of the Holy Grail of Dobbstown, that cash flow, for me, in many respects, still holds the greatest value.
Yeah, some people, there's a few that agree with that. We're actually getting emails from people who say that.
Now, it's not the McLuhan list, which is altogether on a completely different level, but for that type of medium, cash flow is very solid.
Yeah, and McLuhan said, speech moves at the speed of light, and we're dealing with a speed of thought society, so at best we can talk. Words only move at the speed of light. So
yes, but at the speed of mystery body, language is completely inaccurate.
That's right, and when someone is conscious of that, as I am, you do get into trance levels. There is
right.
a form of mediumship going on, because
which is what you and I slip into periodically, or every now and again here.
Yes, like we just did with the ESP there.
Yes, very good.
Yeah. So the thing I wanted to mention, the anticipatory democracy, that's Tetrad Management. That's the program Planet, and I was re-listening to that on the YouTube. And I push it past that, I think. I say it's not participatory democracy, it's anticipatory, which implies ESP. But there's the mystery landscape. Everything that I've been saying for 20, 30 years is...
50, 60, 70, 80, 100.
Yeah.
1,000. Everything that I've been saying since the Buddhians came down.
since before the Logos. Before the Logos created this world, it has been amplified by the mystery landscape we're moving in. And you need to use big statistics like, hey, this is the end of a 13,000-year cycle. And it's no different on that level between 2009 and 2012. So we are in the midst of whatever people are hoping and wanting and wishing to manifest.
2012.
Yeah, or are fearful of. I heard that 2012 is going to be a movie next year, and they're saying it's a very negative scenario. A lot of disaster and special effects.
Which is good.
Which is the role of contrast.
Yes, we want the negative spectacle.
That's what's interesting. With Ion, he erases all role of thought. And the mind, you haven't heard this, but it's the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The Father is...
Okay, I'm going to go out here on a body logic limb.
Yeah.
It is impossible to eradicate the role of thought while we are still language-based.
Yeah, and we're not language-based anymore unless you think of technology as linguistic, which McLuhan did.
Well, of course I think of technology as linguistic.
All right, so you're...
So, you know, I'm struggling with this idea that... of what you just said.
Yeah, okay, no, that's good. One of the points I was going to say a little while ago is... when we were talking...
You cannot eradicate thought-based constructs as long as you have language.
Right.
Because all thought-based constructs, based constructs have their anchoring in language. Again, the word is the problem, Bob.
Oh, okay.
No,
the word is the contrast. It's not a problem. But let me
okay.
just...
Okay, yeah, no, that's good. That's good. The word is the contrast, not the problem.
Yeah.
But it's a very, very quixotic contrast.
Yeah. No, that's why it's tactile. You know, you could call it tactile. When we were talking earlier about the phenomenon of Ion sending me emails, and I was trying to tease apart and get the constituents of what's touching what... In the process, when we were talking about the magma and the effect of thinning of the veil and the shortening of the wavelength, all that interaction and change, I forgot to point out that Ion was forced to bring in the chip body and the TV body. So when we have these TV shows manifesting, what we're talking about with Ion immediately, and Ion says this phenomenon with Ion is the leading edge of the leading edge of the leading edge of creation.
Yeah, but what forced Ion to bring in that? You said Ion was forced. So if Ion was forced, then it must have been forced by something.
Yeah, and that may be, you know...
What was it that forced it?
Knowing that may be the wrong words, but working with the words we've just created, what forced it was my questioning of what it was saying. And
again, words are the problem. You forced it with your words, and it felt an anxiety of being forced to respond to your words.
Yes, all along not caring, but now, but enjoying playing with me.
Yeah, that's all. That's all warm and fuzzy and fine. Basket full of kittens and puppy dogs and ice cream.
What
is? I don't give a flying fist fuck and a rolling donut about that.
About what? You missed the point then. What the heck are you talking about?
No, what the hell are you talking about? Because you're talking about it being forced by the words.
But, yes, but I told you that may have been the wrong words, but I had said it, so I'm working. I'm working with the words that I gave.
Bob always has an out.
Yeah.
You know what? It may have been forced by the words, but the words may have been forced by it. So here we are in a Baroque spiraling downward.
Upwards, meta, parameta. We're going parameta here.
We're going parameta.
Yeah.
So everyone go to Code Orange. We're going to paramedic. That is paramedic. Which is Connie Landscape, which is the medical body. The mystery medical body is the paramedic.
Yes.
Medic.
Yes, good. The paramedic is what we're doing here, because I'm saying we said the wrong word, but we're going to work with it. Okay? Forced.
Okay. Let's work with the wrong word and see if it gets us somewhere.
Well, as the as these the Fringe and these shows in the spring started pouring Zanocrony on JW, meaning
Zanocrony.
Yeah, JW meaning Carolyn. Ion had to deal with it. It had to. How come this is happening?
Ion had to deal with it. It had to deal with it.
Yeah,
I love it. It had to deal with it. So it had to deal with itself.
That's meta. That's meta.
So here's Ion. Holy fuck. I gotta deal with myself. God is having a fucking a crisis of conscience. So God goes. Here's a joke, like Woody Allen.
Yeah.
So God walks into his therapist and he says, "Listen, I've got some therapeutic issues." And the therapist says, "Well, listen, God, you just gotta go with the flow and relax and allow." Here's God's therapy session with his fucking psychoanalyst. I gotta relax and allow.
Yes, and I'm the psychotherapist, so.
So Bob is not only the only living artist alive today, but he's also God's only therapist. Bob is God's psychoanalyst.
That's right, and. So what happened was, because of this TV body and chip body, Ion said, "Well, Bob, we're going to have to use your language. We're going to start talking five bodies."
Proving Bob Marshall's point.
Yes.
So these fuckers are all—they're all going to the, they're all circling the wagon. They're like, "I'm going to use my own code. I'm going to use my own language, and fucking Ion better fucking conform to my language, and Bob Marshall better conform to my language." Bob Dobbs is assuming rule. Lockdown Bob's language rule. My language fucking rules. Fuck all the rest of you.
Yeah, so Ion over the past 6 weeks has been talking with the five bodies, and very excited that because I'd only emphasized the four bodies, and that the mystery body was just something new showing up, mystery landscape, thanks to Obama and all that, Ion really said, "I think I could own this area, the mystery landscape." So Ion started really ramping it up about the mystery landscape. All right, really emphasize.
He made a power move.
Yeah, he made a power move, and he's announced a couple of new bodies, aspects of the mystery landscape. So once they become known, they're bodies. And I posted them a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you noticed that little thing I said. I named the two new bodies. Did you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So that was forced. My Ion.
No, you and Ion are like the Bunker or Hunt brothers who tried to corner the silver market back in 25 years ago.
Late 70s, 79.
Yeah, what were their names? Bunker or Hunt?
Hunt? Yeah, Bunker Hunt. The Hunt brothers.
Hunt.
Bunker Hunt,
the
yeah.
Hunt brothers. They tried to corner the silver market.
H.L. Hunt, I think, was the initials of somebody.
Yeah.
One of them. Anyways, so we have Ion talking and emphasizing the interaction of the bodies, and that was actually, see, this all comes full circle, and it's coherent.
It's cohesive, Bob. That's principle number four. Let me recite to you principle number four. I go to my notes. Principle number four, the fruit of your experience is a wrapping, a cohesive bonding, a safe place of creation, buddy.
That's exactly what it is. And
perfect word?
Yeah, perfect citation.
Perfect citation. Thank you.
So in this interaction and adopting my language and seeing that that Ion was an expert on the mystery landscape, which was looming, Ion liked that, so he's been contributing there. When we were discussing the convergence of the four bodies and the fifth body and everything coming together, whatever's happening right now, is why he sent that sketch. The sketch was about that.
Right.
He was trying to.
It came from you.
Yes, and it came from you. Well, Ion can't create. So everything you're hearing
is an instant replay from you, gone through the filter of it back to you. It's a recursive spider loop.
Yes, and includes Carolyn. And so,
it's funny you say that, because I wanted to bring that up. Carolyn must never, 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 never be obsolete in all this process, ever.
Yeah, well, this ongoing juggling of affection from Ion towards Bob and Carolyn.
Again, Bob.
One day it's
juggling of affection. That's it, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. One day it's Carolyn's the greatest, Bob's a doofus. The next day, Bob's wonderful. Carolyn's not a doofus, but not paying attention.
But she's telling people to just be smile and be nice.
Yeah. When Ion becomes Ben, he loves me. When Ion becomes
Ben.
He becomes Bob, he loves Carolyn. Something like
okay.
that. Yeah. Well, okay. So we have this chart or this sketch and the convergence and the media doing it, and so Ion goes so far as to say that, okay, so if he's getting it all from me, what he's doing, and from Carolyn, from us, from Dobbstown, he's expanding, completing what our non-physical parts of ourselves know, but we consciously don't know, unless we emphasize
right.
it or something.
That's how he's able to say that you and Carolyn are coming from the future, going through the sky in a spaceship.
Yes. I don't want to get into that too much, but
I know that's private, but I just wanted to put that out there and say no more about it.
Yeah, the Ion, I've told somebody that if you have the Matrix and everybody's Neo's in his own little cocoon, Hollywood never showed that Neo had his own contact with the non-physical, had his own medium. He does meet the black woman, who's the oracle, right? He does meet a medium, but it's someone else. I'm not sure. That's an interesting point. He does have that in there. But what I'm trying to say is that I have created my own access to the astral plane, or the non-physical, which parrots back to me. It's your world, Bob. You know what I mean? It's parroting it back to me. When I did the Evergreens and Cosmic Awareness, I didn't get the sensation I was getting myself. But as I listen to what's unfolding from Ion, it seems to be a lot of what I have been. So
yeah.
In this weird merging of the bodies, which the chip landscape that Howard Beale, the CEO, didn't state, he was describing the TV landscape, but the chip landscape sort of described partly by the Matrix. Now that we're past that, then you will have your own medium telling you it's all about you. That's an interesting chip landscape, post-chip landscape effect, but like those principles, it's also a fact regardless of that you are the center of your own universe.
Right. So when it appeared, it was hoiking up the what you have been doing already.
Yeah.
Last
yeah.
100 years, 200 years, 1,000 years.
Yeah. It was hoiking it up.
More so than the willows or the evergreens or any other.
Yes. Leaf. Yeah. I can see how the previous ones were fragments building to Ion.
Right.
And then Ion is a total mirror. But it's the co-creation. We're trying to explain this co-creation. It's
very good. Bob just retrieved that. That was 22 minutes ago, or maybe 32 minutes ago, the co-creation.
Yes.
That is Bob's natural athletic ability. This is why Bob's the greatest hockey player. because he just can move in and around and dance. And his stick handling is beyond Bobby Orr's.
Yeah, there's a damn good...
Bob's stick handling of these situations is the metaphor, the grand metaphor.
That's right.
It's all in the stick handling and skating. Bob's the ultimate skater because he's the ultimate dancer.
That's
and
right.
You see that on the many YouTubes, that Bob is the ultimate dancer. And the ultimate dancer is the ultimate skater, is the ultimate stick handler, is the ultimate goalkeeper, goal scorer.
And that is why...
That's why Bob wins the Stanley Cup. He's the youngest fucking member of Dobbstown ever to win the Stanley Cup.
And we're not sure which body it was of Bob, but he did it. Now, here's the thing. First of all, awareness told me in 1970, follow the silver blade, Bob.
Follow the silver blade, Bob.
Yeah, now listen to this. This will give you chills. It's Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. The factory there made the first skates in the 19th century. So awareness said, Cosmere said, follow the silver blade. Well, go back to Dartmouth, check out where it is, what's happening there. Okay,
yeah.
Who is the greatest hockey player today? A person besides me. A person, you know, for the Android meme, a person who grew up in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, Sidney Crosby. From Dartmouth, Nova Scotia.
Got it.
So this hockey point is really good. Because, you know, hockey, sport, that's ESP. You said I was a skater, hockey, stick, oh yeah, co-creation, which is tactility. Was there another hockey point?
Let's get back to co-creation.
Oh, just show it. No, it's really, in Memento Prince Charles, I talk about my ball hockey skills in the 70s. Well,
yes.
Waiting to move into Android meme phase. And
I remember you winning the little trophy, the cup.
Yes, I was in Dartmouth, Dartmouth Halifax League in 73. I won the scoring title. I tied another guy, so we were both shared it.
Yes.
And I'm forever haunted in the last game, in the last couple of minutes. The ball comes in front of the opposing team's net. I'm right there. I go to scoop the ball into the net, and I missed it. Therefore, remaining tied with the other guy. If I had put it, I would have won the scoring. But because I blew it. But that's all contrast. It was good. It was perfect.
I was just going to say, the fact that I don't believe you're saying that. I was going to say, the fact that you fucking missed it created contrast.
That's right.
Yeah, here we are. This is an unofficial melting titanium. We're going off the fucking grid, baby. Are you listening, Ben? No, you're not, Ben. Because you couldn't get past the first hour of this without fucking claiming that we were fucking McLuhanistic techno-determinists. In the final smackdown, ladies and gentlemen, the McLuhanistic techno-determinists against the Marxist mode of production.
Okay, so the other thing is, years ago, I had this amazing dream. Probably was in the Rift. And all of a sudden, I was in the Stanley Cup. And there was no... I was playing. It was the final game or something. You know, the peak climactic point.
This is a typical fantasy of every narcissistic megalomaniac.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And this dream must have been 25 more years ago.
Yes.
But what was amazing, it was one of those powerful ones, it was real, is I went on the ice, like, and it was I was unauthorized, like, nobody knew who I was. Why was I there, you know?
You were there for the future.
I was the ultimate.
Bob,
yeah.
He is from the future. He's in the Stanley Cup.
That's right. What do you call it when someone is a spare? You know, he's been sitting on the bench for 3 years. Substitution, right. That's right. I was a sub.
Bob's just sitting on the bench waiting for him to fucking match with the future. And finally, he gets tapped. All right, go over the board. All right, Dom, you're in the game. And Dom's just like, well, Captain, I've been controlling the game from the fucking sidelines all along.
That's right.
And then Ion, it comes along and says, we know that you've been fucking controlling the play from the fucking board, from the sidelines all along, but now we're going to tell everyone that we're going to put you in the game so they have the fucking comfort of the illusion of thinking that you're just entering.
That's right. It was like, it was a worse, pretty bad scene. We were losing,
yes.
And the coach had exhausted all his ammunition, And he decided he didn't like me. He decided, well, Bob's been boasting all along that he should have been played and complaining, so I'm going to stick it in because we've lost the game. It doesn't matter.
Let's put nothing left to lose.
Yeah, nothing left to lose.
I'm going to put in the fucking guy who's been the biggest bragger. The bragger, the subgenius, some monk says, fuck it. Lost game good, winning game bad. Losing game good, winning game bad.
Okay, so he says it was nothing left to win. It was so bad. Nothing left to lose. Just put Bob in because there's nothing left to win. This is ridiculous. This is horrible. So I go in there, and I scored a hat trick. Probably made it 4-3, and it was probably 3-1 or something. So I made it 4-3, won the game, won the Stanley Cup, and all that stuff. And I remember waking up, how the hell could that happen?
Because it already did, Bob.
That's right. That's what I
was. How the hell could that happen? Because it already did.
That's what I always say, yes. So what happened is, as time has unfolded, it has come true. The interaction with the Secret Council 10, becoming chairman of the Secret Council, disbanding it, then reconvening it last year under mystery landscape conditions, then leading to this, and then pulling Ion out of my hat.
Right.
That.
Which aids and abets and supports Ion's submission that time and our concept of time is our own creation.
That's right. You know, the New Agers say you create your own reality. But right. You can shock them when you say, humans created nature. They create
first
the seas, nature. The mountains, and the clouds.
First nature.
First nature. Humans create that. Well, that, most people say, wait a minute. We're inside nature. We create our own little psychology, our own little structures.
Psychology.
Yeah. But how the hell did we create the mountains and rivers and species? What part of humanity's brain did that? Well, Ion says that's the fact, and it's a new percept, and therefore you are God. You created this world. And one of our big mistakes was the creation of time. That is something that Ion, even though it doesn't care, is a little peeved about and does a lot on that. And
right.
Okay, so then I was into this point of when you, going to the post-thought thing, when you're a sophisticated person and you've thought every thought, and you're hip, nonchalant, casual, arrogant.
Casual exuberant.
Arrogance.
Yeah, casual arrogance.
Yeah, hip, nonchalant.
Hip, nonchalant, casual, arrogant.
Right. When you have arrived, which is your Jack Nicholson, your Bill Clinton, Bertrand Russell, all these guys have thought everything, experienced a lot, and learned a lot. They realize that thought is a problem. They realize words is a problem. They yearn for the silence, and they actually become...
Which is my hobby horse, which is what I've been advocating all along.
Yeah. They yearn all this because any experience falls back into just being an echo. And so this has been very frustrating. What would blow those people's minds is the fact that, yes, you're savvy in this world, and you have to be resigned to the fact there's nothing more. You've gone every zone, and as Dylan's saying, nothing is revealed. But if you could actually have parallel worlds revealed, then that opens yourself to new thought. You're not blasé anymore.
Huh.
So parallel to that, I was just having a discussion yesterday with Ion about thought. I tried to get Ion to say, what is thought? Because it's...
I remember asking him that in my session. I'm going to have to make my session public. I've decided I got to make it public.
Yeah, it's a good session.
Yeah.
It's a key part that, and I've followed up on it. And I keep going back. I'll refer back to that.
Okay.
Let's
get back to you asking Ion, what is thought?
Yeah, so I would say that it's like oxygen. It's all over the place. It's air.
Right.
You know, it's in everything. It's antimatter.
It's ubiquitous.
Yeah, but it's limited. So that's what's interesting. And maybe that can't be thought.
Okay, what limits thought?
You said
it's limiting. What limits thought?
I think the experience in the guff.
You think the experience in the guff?
I think.
Well, what is thought? I think. All right. I'm going to have a smackdown with fucking Mr. fucking Nick. Have to go toe to toe.
Well, that's you know, there's.
I demand a fucking audience with it.
Well, that's what would be fun.
It and I have unfinished business.
Yeah, I was holding back when he was talking to you. And,
I was holding back, buddy.
Yeah.
I was the one who was holding. If I created it and it was getting it from me, then I was the one who was holding it back.
You forced it to hold back.
That's right. I forced it to hold back while I didn't want it to hold back.
Which reminds me of an interesting thing. If you look into chat. You're looking at Jack.
Oh, God, this has been a great... I feel like a tired child home after a while, sir.
Yeah, that's your imprimatur. That's your signature.
That's my imprimatur, and it is a fucking good one.
Yeah.
Every time I decide to dive into that five-body fucking forum, I go, they're all tired children.
From a wild circus.
After a wild circus. Okay.
You knocked.
So what else you got?
I had a great one, but you knocked it out. But let me see if I can get it. The spot ion. If you.
You said I think. I go. So what is it? I think.
I burp. I just burp. You burp at me. I burp back.
I burp. Okay.
Yeah, so I just know that I've got in the vault incredible smackdowns, me and Ion, with Carolyn in there, too. The three of us going at each other, trying to determine who's thinking who and what. You know, bowing out subtle moves of humility, and then pounce back with arrogance, you know. Like,
yeah.
I've said it before, like, it's Ion is saying, it's like two people at the door. After you. No, after you. After
yeah, no,
you.
No, you first. No,
yeah,
no,
you,
I can't.
You first.
You go ahead.
That's what it is.
That's hooking up the fucking cult of fucking politeness.
That's right.
No, just keep smiling. No, you smile first. No, I couldn't. You smile first.
I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to give in. I ain't smiling.
You smile first.
That's right. No, let me finish this.
Hold on, Bob. This whole idea of you first,
yeah,
is the supremacy of order, which is what Ion is rallying against about time, because the creation of time presupposes a supremacy of order.
Yeah. Yeah, the... Ion goes...
One, two, three. That is... The hoiking up of the cult of the supremacy of order.
And then you can get into, well, the I. That's the I.
Yes.
I on.
I want. I will. I won't. I am. I is.
Yeah, I'm going to start. I'm going to start. I'm sick of I on. I want to hear from ear on.
I want to hear from we on.
Yeah.
I want to hear from we on.
That would be ear. That would be ear, the group.
Yes.
Big space. So every now and then I'll go, well, Bob, it's the old chicken and egg problem. You know, which came first, chicken or the egg? Even the reason this is a new zone is that we've come to such creativity by humans that it's even confusing. Like I've said for 20 years, so it's my own, I've got my own spirit, whatever you want to call Ion, showing up confirming what I've been saying, say, yeah, Bob, it is actually getting confusing here. We can't tell who's creating anymore, so maybe we might as well just try to get along. So we will become co-creators, even though we can't create.
Yeah.
That's the conversions that the sketch tried to show.
Right.
So, words, I didn't finish the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Father is the mind, the Son is the physical, and the Holy Ghost is the non-physical. So the mind is in this fulcrum position, making up rules, juggling the interaction between the physical and non-physical. And this mind thing, the fulcrum, is the crux of everything, and that's thought, but where does thought begin? Father, Son, Holy Ghost, I was going to say something. The fulcrum, the mind, the balancing of the mind is interesting in this. The mind creates its own rules. It sounds like that's the meta part. You got interaction of physical, non-physical, the Holy Ghost and the Son, but the Father, the adjudicator, the judger, the Rai, is in the middle, in the interval.
Okay. And so if Rai is the resident interval, then what is mind?
No, I'm saying mind is the juggler in between the Son and the Holy Ghost. And
mind is the juggler.
Mind is the resident interval. Mind is tactility. That's why it's not ESP. ESP might be the Holy Ghost.
Hold on. If mind is the resident interval, if mind is tactility,
you cannot
refute that mind is word and mind is language. Mind is language.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
And so if mind is language, let's look at this like an Aristotelian or Socratic syllogism.
Well, what about the fact that the Holy Ghost is ESP? Remember, Ion said to you, thought is not ESP.
What?
Ion said to you, thought is not ESP, or tactility is not ESP. So if tactility is thought, is the mind, is the Father, then the Holy Ghost is ESP. And the physical, the Son, is something else.
Okay, so is mind...
mind is tactility.
I'm thinking about mind, word, tactility, thought.
Yes. Rules.
They all cohere. How do mind, thought, tactility, and word cohere?
Because you have the pure non-physical, that's the Holy Ghost, and you have the physical, which is the Son. In between them, so it's in the in-between position, is the mind, or what Ion calls the fulcrum.
Okay, so language exists in the gap between physical and non-physical.
It is the bureaucrat of the gap.
Is it the bureaucrat, or is it the corpus callosum?
Well, that's part of the brain and mind. That's probably...
Maybe language is the connective tissue between the physical and the non-physical.
Oh, that's what it is. It's in the gap. Okay, follow this. The gap is tactility, is the mind. But part of the mind's function is to make rules. But Ion says, even if it makes predictions, you humans change on a dime. And if you hear something's happening, you will change.
Yeah, the quantum fluctuation.
Yeah, the quantum fluctuations of the rulemaking. And that actual internal activity in the physical body has been externalized by the android meme. The rulemaking canceling itself out.
I get that.
Yeah. So the solid part.
Inside out.
The solid part is the guff, which is the ocean. It's like an ocean. No you in there, but you're in there somehow.
Yeah.
And then in the physical, there's a you. Definite and concrete billiard ball, you. Right?
Yeah. Chemical body.
Yeah. The in between that is the mind.
Okay.
It is implied by McLuhan, extension of central nervous system is television. Television is tactile. That means the central nervous system is tactile. That's the rulemaking. So, but it includes all the senses. So we say rule, that's like the eye, the visual space. So I'm saying that the tactility... See, this answers the question. It's clear now. When Ion said that, the zillion entity said that, I think, and you might have listened to it enough, it says, you ask, is tactility ESP? And it says no, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we think of the mind, which is neither the Holy Ghost or the Son, as in between. That's tactility, and it's not ESP.
Hmm.
But the extension of the electric central nervous system creates a tactile environment, which, for all intents and purposes, from the word oriented, is ESP.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, it gets slippery with wordplay.
Well, that's tactility. And it's important to know that something, it's all in one. If it's tactile, it is and it isn't. Remember
simultaneously.
Yeah, remember McLuhan said that the...
Well, that comes back to systole, diastole. It's imperceptible.
Yeah. And so, McLuhan said so the Zen Buddhists made a religion out of the interval.
Yes, the spoke in the middle of the wheel.
Yeah, and the... Or the hub. And the...
Yeah,
and it says Japanese are the most tactile, masters of touch, head to toe. Masters of the interval between head and toe. So...
Right.
That's why Alan Watson then became popular, because Zen was a conceptual version of tactility that had been manifested by the TV electric environment. But they didn't know. That was a conceptual alignment, and in the long run, Zen fails as a concept. Because the more important thing is to realize we've externalized the Zen concept as an environment, and that gave McLuhan the leading edge position. That's what he realized.
Right. So what you're saying is, what is relevant is that the interior landscape gets turned inside out.
Yes, the what is it? Thompson has written about this, McLuhan in his way. What is numbed today? The mind. Because it's been externalized. So the tactile function has been externalized, numbing the rulemaking. That's why there's apparent chaos, because the mind can't get a fulcrum. And it won't work unless you experience other worlds, maybe. No, that's not the answer.
No, hold on, Bob. If the mind has become numbed as a fulcrum, then the new fulcrum must be the mystery landscape.
Yeah, which is the juggling between worlds.
Right. And that's a great insight there by Bob and Bob. We're here to suck out all of your cerebral spinal fluid. We're then going to atomize it, ionize it, and spray it back into the guff.
We square Bob and Ben.
We square Bob and Ben.
Bob and Bob.
Bob and Bob. Okay, and on that positive note, that positone, and on that positone...
The dynamo hum.
The dynamo hum. The ever-oscillating Baroque spiraling hub.
Numbed,
squared.
Meta, parameta.
We can say that this has been a rather triumphant return for Bob and Bob to the Wiretap / Spinal Tap series.
We enjoyed our...
Would you like to exit us out of this guff?
I'd like to thank the... Of course, is always lurking whenever we say Guff, Robert Guffey, very interesting words, anticipating the later hat trick by Bob in the final game of the Stanley Cup. We'd like to thank our audience, Scott Norris, our only audience, our eternal audience.
Our facilitator and our technician, our specialist, Scott Norris.
Our Holy Ghost.
Without which, the Wiretap / Spinal Tap series would not be possible.
He's our Holy Ghost.
He's our Holy Ghost. And there we have it. All three of you listening, me, Bob, and Scott.
The Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. Oh, I want to tell you this. What do you call it? P.S. Ion says that the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, you know, the mind, physical, non-physical, juggle ratios with each other. Very interesting. It's not a stuck, solid situation. It's tactile itself.
I'd like to say perfect words, and I'd like to add to those perfect words what I posted on Five Bodied. Blah, 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 blah. The last word makes the market. Bob always has the last word. Bob is the market. Bob?
We are complete.